Friends Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we'll be featuring a pre-recorded interview with two members from the rock band Super Distorter, Corey and Carlos. Missing was rumbling Ryan Thomas, the lead singer, as he was setting up for the rock and roll fundraiser, Pedals for the People show, that happened earlier this year. Super Distorter just came out with their new album, Escape from Inherited Fear, so we'll definitely be playing some of their new songs. Then, after their interview, we're going to play some of the bands, local and international bands, who will be performing at the 2026 Vancouver Folk Festival happening July 17th to 19th at Jericho Beach. And guess what? The CJSF 90.1 FM booth will be there. So feel free to visit us and grab a free sticker, a free button, and feel free to sign up if you want to volunteer with us and maybe you can hear your voice on the airwaves. All right, are we ready to rock? Are you ready to rock and roll? Here's Salivate by Super Distorter on CJSF.
Hot like a rocket, burning out the socket of a Saturday night. Very transparent, it's totally apparent that we're not quite right. Giving your living and risen to the rhythm beyond your dreams. Your heart like a rocket, rocket in the pocket of a Saturday night. Driving like it's stolen, keep the wheels rolling, it's Saturday night. Bend me, break me, twist me up and shake me for the ride of our lives. Hard like a rocket, burning out the socket, it's Saturday night. Very transparent, totally apparent that we're not quite right. Wait, I just wanna celebrate.
Hello, Super Distorter, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Corey. I'm the drummer.
Carlos Estevan. I do everything else. No, I'm sorry. Not Ryan's not here, but Carlos Estevan, bass guitar.
Bass guitar. Okay, and tell me about Super Distorter.
Well, we do what we do. It's loud. It's loud.
It's loud.
Yeah, it's loud.
It's loud.
I don't know. We just have fun with it. We're not trying to do anything more than just, we're having fun for ourselves. So it is completely self-indulgent, but we have a lot of fun doing it. So if you ever get a chance, checking out one of your favorite bands, we might be playing that show.
That's right. And then tell me about one of your songs. Pick one of your favorites and tell me about it.
Favorite song.
Super Distorter.
Probably the new one, which we haven't released it yet.
Okay. What's it called?
Am I allowed to say that?
You can say it.
Wired to the Wall.
Wired to the
Wall.
Wired
to the Wall. I think a lot of people will appreciate it because it's... Yeah. No, it's just...
genre. Yeah. No, we're all over the map.
All over the map.
It's all over the map.
It crosses all dots. It's... Yeah. No, it's one of them tunes that you'll like it.
Talk about back in the day, what was your first concert?
I just posted something about this. You're going to laugh. Actually, second concert's better. First concert was Billy Squire on Don't Say No, opening for Pat Benatar. I am quite old. But second concert, I just found a ticket stub and a flyer for Devo. I saw Devo and the New Traditionalists at the Pacific Coliseum in about 1981. Don't do the math.
Okay, and they played the Whippet song?
They played the Whippet song. Oh. People did the worm dance. They showed a movie in lieu of an opening band. I've never really seen anything quite like Devo. I'm glad they are finally getting the recognition due. That was fun times.
Yes, okay, what is one of your first concerts?
Iron Maiden. 83, I believe. With Twisted Sister and Us Vancouver. Well, not us, I wasn't involved in it, but at the Pacific Coliseum, people started shooting bottle rockets off at Twisted Sister. They played a song and a half, said, "Do it again, we're leaving," and they left. And then we had to wait an hour for Iron Maiden to come on. That was my first concert.
Vancouver has a funny thing about the shoe. There's a shoe, and I've been to so many for like 40 years.
I've been to three shoes.
And the shoe that comes out of nowhere, Commodore, I've seen so many bands be, and I always wonder, is it the same guy? We saw Pearl Jam. He was there.
Yeah.
First major tour is at the old outside Expo 86th
Street. Yeah, 86th Street. Yeah, that's
and
right.
Someone threw a bottle and hit the bass player. They walked off stage. Eddie Vedder comes out. And these guys were new. They were not mega yet. And Eddie was like, man, we are so close to home. We're at the end of a long tour. I talked the guys into it. We're going to come out and finish the set, but please be cool. They came out,
and
I swear it was 30 seconds later, the same guy hits him again with a bottle. It's like, I don't know.
No, it was a shoe the second time.
Shoe. Oh.
But it's a Vancouver thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange, because we're so cool here normally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the shoe, man, that's a funny thing.
What is your first album that you ever bought?
Oh,
with
God.
Your own money. You know, your hard-earned work.
Oh, God. You know what's stupid is Billy Joel Glass Houses.
Billy Joel. Awesome.
I'm ashamed to say that.
No.
Great album.
Great album.
But
it is. It is such a great album. Okay.
So far as I can remember, anyways.
And we have a cover of Billy Joel by Eddie Lam Halen, and he changed the words to make it more Vancouver.
Way, Matthew Good, Ferris, and Jason Romero, Brian Adams, David Foster, Sir McLaughlin, Dal, Richard Scoff, Trooper Grace of Ralph, Nelly Furtado. Seth the Whale, Sweeney Todd, Biff, Nick in State of Shock, Mocha Only, Swollen Members, Mariana's Trench, Dean Brody, JoJo Mason, Rascal, Charlotte Diamond, Nickelback, Fountain, Angel Maker, Lisa Strada, Doug, and the Slugs. Alice Cuba, Jesse Roper, Daniel Wesley, Daniel Powder, Mac DeMarco, Yukon 1, 3 Inches of Blood. Arch Spire, Current Swell, Melt, Luca, Full Gal, Lights, Bow, Powder, Blues, Live on Release 2, Shred, Kelly, Fake Shark, Unleash the Archer, Steven, Go, Paper Boys, Colin, James, John, and Roy.
We didn't start the fire. Top Union, Ecstasy, Frontline Assembly, Funk Hunters, Kick Koala, Japan Droid, Solo.
kick axe, Stiglo abortion, spirit of the West. SNFG Chai Big, Lauren Spencer Smith, skinny puppy lover boy, Diana Krall's the best. Dear Union, Art of Dying, Johnny Craigie, Connelline, Tegan and Sarah Dance, Soul Decision, Strange Advance, John Hook, Real McKenzie, Show Court, Chin and Jenny, Pack AD, Little Tay, what else do I have to say?
Mine was Cheap Trick, Dream Police, and that had such an influence on me. I literally still 50 years later try to dress like him. So it's, yeah.
You, this is where you do the pan up and down.
Yeah, right? The pan up and down.
Did Cheap Trick have an influence on me in the 70s?
Yeah. Where's your cigar, Dave?
Where's my cigar?
Better. I could be better. I got a big flat screen at home, so you can see why my baby's gone. I'd be better, love could be better. When I'm out at night, gonna cause a fight, cause she's always on the phone. Life could be better. I can see where this is gone.
Lot of bikes in my life. I've got back on, but what they do here is actually really cool, and they're all about getting, it's not just a bicycle store, they actually are getting bicycles to people that maybe have limited means. Mm-hmm. If your
that's
bike is broken
for.
Down
that's
yeah
fundraiser.
They're a pretty seriously positive community group, so I'm all for it. You know, we love doing stuff like this.
We love doing fundraisers. It's our thing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And what do you love about this neighborhood? We're here in East Vancouver.
You know what? I'm not much of a city guy myself. Dave loves the city, but I'm a country guy. I like coming here. Yeah. I enjoy it. I'm having fun tonight. I'm going to carry on to have fun. And yeah, no, Vancouver's a beautiful city, but...
You prefer the country?
I'd rather be in the bush.
Yes, no worries.
Myself.
Oh, if I walked up the street a couple blocks, I'd find Jasmine Mediterranean Foods, about 26th, 27th in Maine. Anytime I come to the city, it is seriously, I'm not joking, our first stop. You have Red Cat Records right across the street. We have Nestor's Pickup Supplies. This is what we do when we come into the city because, yeah, we are farm folk.
Awesome.
But I love Main Street. It's a wonderful, the community, the whole thing. I love the strip.
And are we going to be able to find the Super Distorted album in those record shops?
Yeah, I believe our first one actually is in Red Cat. They had a couple copies. We would sort of drop them off. If anyone, Red Cat, I think they're about 28th in Maine, thereabouts. And we are putting the effort. We are releasing a new record in the process right now, and we are still making physical copies. I don't know if anybody cares about that anymore.
No, they do.
We are obviously on all the streaming platforms.
Yes.
But
I'm used to it.
Yeah, we still put the effort into. It's just fun to have a CD or a record in your hands. I like to have and hold things.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
That was Vortex by Super Distorter, and we also played Wired, Corey's favorite Super Distorter song, and Cheap Trick's Wham Boom Bang on the Wham Bam East Van Show, because we can't get enough Wham Bam, Wham Boom Bang on this show. And if you didn't know, our motto is VanCon in your face, boom shakalaka. All right, next up, local bands who are performing at the 2026 Vancouver Folk Fest after this pee break. Hey, if I gotta go, I gotta go. All right, let's pick one of these announcements here. Okay, it's loading, and go.
Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth, make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
alive. Rose hips and blackberry lips. Brother, you ain't gonna survive. She's gonna knock you flat. She's gonna hiss and pop. She'll stick you in the middle when the other pin drops. Everything goes quiet, but what's that sound? A sizzling fuse next to you on the ground. Take my advice. She'll blow you sky high. She's gonna strike a match. She's gonna light your fire. Knock you to your knees. Fill you up with desire. Sirens will scream, flash red and blue. But they ain't gonna find a trace of you.
Don't have your permit. I think that I'm too drunk to drive.